Right. So National Service is over then, George. And you came back to Fieldings then straight away, did you?
Oh, yes. Yeah, so I came back and worked with S1 Sergeant's section. He was on various presses then.
So you went straight into, yeah, that was in the drawn office.
In the drawn office, oh, yes. Yeah. I left, when I went from the, to do my National Service, I was already in the drawn office, so it was just a matter of returning back to where I started from.
Oh, okay. So, what did you work for Esmond Sargent, and what did you start off doing then, George? Was it detail drawings, arrangement drawings, or...?
Well, having been in the drawing office prior to going to the into the forces, we did obviously detail drawings there, and we were also taught, you know, how to stress different cylinders up and, well, stressing generally. So we did have a sort of some idea of what we were returning to.
Can you remember any of the colleagues you worked with in the drawing office?
Oh yes, I can remember quite a few. There was, in our section, there was Esmond Sargent, Eric Penning, Bert Hindl, Ray Heckey did work there with us, John McPherson, the Dutchman, and I'm just trying to think. Oh, there was Keith Harding, that was another one. Oh, there was a lot of, you know, it was a very, very close-knit drawn office, I thought.
Did you travel at all, George, as part of your job?
Yes, as I climbed the ladder, as you would say, and became a section leader, I used to go away quite a lot with Barry Evans, who was in sales, and also Harry Field, who was in sales. We used to go away on inquiries about extrusion press. I was mainly on aluminium and copper extrusion presses, and that's what I used to travel quite a lot with them whenever there was inquiries as the technical side of the team.
And as you were saying right at the beginning, George, you eventually left the company. Were you headhunted at all? Was there any particular reason why you decided to leave?
Yeah, well, I was travelling most weeks, I think it was. a new press came out, which was our new design press, which was the 16 meganewton press, which was extrusion press, a four-column press. And there was teething problems, as they are with most new things. And the one up in Chester was Ashley Aluminium. They had... teething problems, and so I used to go up there most weeks, and a lot of the problems actually was not so much the design, but the maintenance problem of people not knowing enough about the presses, and so therefore it was mainly just to make sure that the problems they were reporting were genuine and not caused by the maintenance people.
So you got a little bit tired of travelling around a lot, so was that one of the reasons why you decided to seek another avenue?
Yeah, well, to go on from that visit, Bob Francis, who was an ex-Fieldings man, who was a managing director up there, he also ran a press company down, within the same group, the Hydro Group, at Alupress in Bedworth in Wales. And he was looking for a maintenance manager and engineer, and asked if I would be interested in this job. And I said I would, and the offer was right, so I took it. And I used to travel from Gloucester to Chester once a week, and then the rest of the week I used to travel from Gloucester to Caerphilly, where the other plant was.
And you travelled every day down there then, George? That must have been quite a long journey, mustn't it?
It was a long journey. They supplied the car and petrol. It was just over an hour's drive, each way, and it's about 50 miles each way. So I was doing 100 miles a day, which was, it was enjoyable. Of course, I was much younger then, and the traffic was not that bad. I think it used to take me about 20 minutes or so longer to get to Caerphilly than it would to get to Gloucester, to Fieldings, living in Longwood, with the South Wales traffic and the hold-ups at Hoover Bridge.
That's interesting. Right, so you've been for two stints.